Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Monday on The Usual Suspects, and I am giddy and in such a great mood because my boys are back in town.
What's
Nick's
up, player?
Back behind the glass. What up? Barry's here to my side, and we're ready to roll for the next 3 hours. It's going to be fantastic.
Let's do it.
I wasn't exactly giddy coming in.
Yeah, why not?
The weekend was long, and a lot of things pissed me off. We can get into it. You guys got better stories. You were on the road. Nick had great stories from Vegas, the fight, and his flight back. So there's lots to get to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What happened?
A bunch.
We'll get to going.
Get right into it?
Yeah.
First, I lost my voice.
Oh, well.
No one's sorry about that.
I'm sorry you found it.
Man, I don't know. I just woke up this morning,
and it was gone.
Yeah, Alex Gold didn't have his voice for the entire week, so I'm blaming him.
You were
you guys screaming at each other? Yeah, during rough sacks,
were you screaming a lot over the weekend? Or
I
what?
Did scream during the Pacquiao fight because that was surprisingly a really really good fight.
Is that loud?
It was very loud.
No, is it allowed to cheer in the media sections? Yeah,
we're getting tickets, so we're basically within fans. It's kind of hard to.
Yeah, then you're legit. Then
yeah,
you're
okay. Like we blend in with the rest of the fans. No one, Booker T was, everybody was cheering.
Gotcha.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, like everybody was cheering. So everybody was excited. It was a crazy fight. It started out with him getting dropped. We'll get into that later. But on the flight, that was the worst flight in terms of just being able to take off. Like first it was overbooked. They were asking for volunteers to, you know, potentially take a voucher and catch another flight. Then they said, "Oh, it's too hot outside, so we need more fuel. And because we need more fuel, this flight's going to have weight restrictions."
So you were screwed at that point, right? They were like, "Everyone
never should have said
everyone
that."
Everyone looked at you.
Yep. Everybody, they're like, "Dude, you got to get off the plane."
They get that. You got to take AJ's head with you.
God, it's
so
we get in there.
It's
gonna be a good week.
Next thing you know, this United stewardess is trying to kick this passenger off the flight because. Like, if you had a carry-on, like a backpack, they didn't want you to put it in the upper compartment. They wanted you to specifically put it under the seat because that's a part of the weight restrictions.
Okay.
Well, this guy wasn't having it, and he's just like, man, you need to get on this flight. Get off this flight. You need to find a new flight. That exchange lasted about 5 minutes, so that delayed the flight.
Did they kick him off or did he stay?
No, he managed. Someone else said, look, there's enough space. Don't worry about it. He's like, you lucky today. You lucky today. No one messes with me. No one. You can't mess with United, by the way. They will kick you off that flight. They don't play.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, some of them need to be kicked off the flight.
Right.
Yeah, but that's that happened. That delayed it. Then another girl loses her iPhone under the seats. She's like, I'm freaking out. I can't find my iPhone. And this is before takeoff. So everybody's looking, helping to look for her iPhone.
Oh, my God.
Geez.
So that took 5 minutes. Then Kendrick Perkins, who I did not know was Kendrick. We're on the runway in line. And then he decides to get up out of his seat and use the restroom. So we lose our spot on the runway and we have to let other airplanes go.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an a-hole move right there. Did he have the boo-boo or something? What's going on?
I don't know. He came out of the bathroom with a bunch of paper towels, like a lot of paper towels.
But he also always has built-in stink
face, too.
Was he masturbating?
What happened?
He was a big dude. Big dude. And then he tweets out, I had a middle seat, and the other two people are mad at me because I told them, I can't use an armrest. It has to be up, and I need some of your seat. Sorry, I'm a big dude. Like, he just didn't care.
Bro, you're Kendrick Perkins, flying first class. Why?
He said he's trying to save money. That interaction was all on the thread between Alex and I and Jake. I didn't even know it was Kendrick Perkins because he's a big boy. like a big boy.
Oh, he's a big dude.
Yeah. Oh, he's heavy?
Yeah, he's heavy.
No, I mean, just think about it. He played in the NBA. He was
seven foot. But I'm saying some of those cats are skinny. No, although I did see a picture of Yao. Not so skinny anymore.
No, not anymore.
But Kendrick Perkins, big guy, huh?
Big guy. Okay. And then we saw him after we like kind of called him out on Twitter, and we were all like worried, me, Alex, and Jake, because we see him like at baggage claim. And thank God he turns to the left, because he would have whooped our asses for sure. That's funny. Yeah, that was the most... I don't know. Hesitated airplane I've ever been on.
Yeah.
Ever. That's crazy.
So you get there, anything fun happen while you're there? I mean.
Oh, yeah. We had a great time. I mean, we did the usual. We had four great shows on Radio Row. Not just two, four. Booker T was really awesome. Everywhere Booker T was, people wanted to take a picture.
Oh, I bet.
He just had gravitational pull. Could not be nicer, by the way, in person. Super nice person. Jake had his show. Alex had his show. The Blitz obviously had their show. And then Booker T had their show. So we had, like, awesome representation.
Good.
Yeah, so it was fun, man.
Yeah.
Really fun.
And you had to go somewhere where AJ had to use a public restroom. I heard about that.
What? Remind me. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because AJ doesn't like the he won't poop in public spot.
We did a beer tour after the first day of shows, and we went to three different breweries. And by the time we got to the third or the second one.
You guys did, that's what you did for fun?
On one day.
Oh, my God.
Well, what would you do?
Not go to a tour of a brewery.
I mean, it only lasted like an hour and a half. We still went out after.
Oh, I don't know. It's Vegas. There's so much other stuff to do.
I mean, it was
gamble.
Like, we gambled for sure.
I don't know. That's
yeah. I mean, it was fun. I liked it. I thought it was great. I had three samples, three flights. I should say, it was great. I thought it was great.
So he had to poop at one of these, or
yeah, he had a blowout.
And he crapped his pants.
No,
oh, please
no,
tell me.
No, he said
his
he
pants.
Just annihilated a public restroom and. Said he felt bad about it. He never poops in public restrooms. I mean, come on. It's inevitable. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, he's weird like that, though. He's weird, so.
I mean, I'll only do it in public restrooms if it's emergency.
I'm telling you, the trick is find a hotel. Hotel lobby. That's the trick.
You have said that.
Yeah. We were, like, way
learned
off
that from
the strip.
Rob Mungle.
Didn't have a car.
Oh,
Uber
just walking.
To the brewery. Yeah.
Yeah. Just poop like a homeless man right there on the street.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything. It's Vegas. So what else? You went to did brewery tours? Did you? I saw you got involved in a poker game and it didn't go well.
I was really mad about that, man. Don't remind me about. I don't even want to talk about that.
Oh no, what happened?
I don't want to talk about it.
Did Fred whoop you this time? Because
AJ got
him.
AJ and like two other people got bounced before me.
Really?
He had to buy in. Yeah, in that particular tournament.
Ah.
AJ did way better. Don't get it twisted. He did other tournaments. That was just in that one particular tournament.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Now, do you play slots or anything, or are you just straight poker?
Just hold them.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't play blackjack or
rarely
dice or anything?
Rarely.
Really?
Yeah.
Craps table's fun.
People say that.
It's like a whole team effort. People get on board with you and start backing you in on your roles. And
that's where the hoes are.
It gets crazy.
That's not true.
They're everywhere fight weekend. It doesn't matter.
Oh, sure. I bet. I bet the scenery was outstanding.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah?
The pool was amazing.
Oh, wow. I bet
I didn't even go to the pool. I just went to the pool. I didn't go inside the pool. I just went to the pool.
Jake
and Alex
went.
No, they told me come to the pool. I'm like, I don't have a swimming suit, so I'll eventually check it out, but I'll leave and go hang with Fred later.
Yeah.
And I did, and it was just, was so packed.
So Jake and Alex were out there in their swimsuits?
Yeah, they were. Oh, I didn't see that.
Jake,
I just walked in.
I told Barry. Jake
you
was tweeting
the
every 5 minutes.
In jeans at the pool?
I wasn't like standing out there at all.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but yeah. I just went, checked out the pool, saw how packed it was, and went back.
Yeah.
Jake was tweeting every 5 minutes like my first summer vacation. He was like, I went to the stand to get lotion, and it was $19 and said, I'd rather burn. I'm like, oh, wow. Just, okay. You know what? It'll get better after your fourth and fifth visit.
He said that was Jake's first time in Vegas? Was that true?
It was Jake's first time. He was the only person, well, at least that from our group that I knew was the first time for him to be in Vegas, yeah.
And did he have fun?
He did. I'm going to let you ask him that information.
Why?
Because I'm sure he had
fun. What information?
I'm just saying. He had fun.
What did you think I was going to ask next?
I'm just saying he had fun.
I was literally about to ask you, did he get a whore?
I'm just saying he had fun. I'm just saying.
God, listener,
if this was
every
on satellite radio
in,
and otherwise, it would be a lot more fun.
In this city missed the best part because you said it in our ear. And I won't repeat it.
Nope, me either.
I won't repeat it, but you didn't that had nothing to do with my question. Did he get a whore? Did he?
No, he did not. I can confirm. Not in front of me at least.
Okay. That's good. So I mean, anything exciting? You didn't lose your phone or anything this time around?
I did not.
Around,
everybody
right?
asked me that after every trip, after that
well,
one
once
trip.
Once you do what you did once, is all it takes. It's going to be a lasting and indelible image.
And believe me, I was really concerned because I could totally lose it again, but I tried not to, and I didn't. I succeeded.
Did you drink too much?
No, I paced myself pretty well.
Good.
You guys look presentable. You look the picture you tweeted of the three of you. You guys were all kind of styling.
Fight night. We try to dress up fight night. We don't really dress up the whole trip, but fight night. Most of us try to dress up. We're usually in at least a blazer and some jeans. That's what we try to do mm-hmm. on fight night. But Radio
good.
Row, it's a different dynamic. You know, it's a little bit more laid back.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, you guys know how it is. Y'all have done it before. So
the fight girls were fun. The fun as always. I saw you in one
really
picture with your girl.
Which girl?
What's her name? From New York that gets a little bit too drunk, and then she likes to attack guys that like to hit on her.
Oh, yeah. She was there.
Oh, those are the worst kind of person.
Oh, man. She can get ruthless, too.
Yeah, she's fun, though.
Yeah.
She don't care. She says what's on her mind.
Judy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Judy.
She's mean? Like
She's not mean.
She's not like that blonde chick at the Lister party that kept punching people,
right? Let's just leave it
right?
at this. Without incriminating people. Yeah, let's just leave it like this. Without incriminating people that you know, she has to be provoked. But once she is,
she's fun, though.
She's a typhoon.
But she's a lot to handle. But she's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like the chick at the Lister party. That blonde that kept punching people?
No.
Whatever.
No, I don't think so.
She was annoying.
I don't remember her.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Whoever that was. It wasn't like that good.
There was a girl punching people at the
Papa Shot. She was talking mad mess to me and Barry. She came in hot and just kept blowing up.
I'm like, you don't even know me. Why are you punching me?
She was throwing cross body blocks at Barry and I in separate games against her and Papa Shot. It was kind of aggressive.
So now they're like, oh, Lister party. I'm like, I don't really want to go now because of that. That was awkward. Yep. I had fun otherwise, but that was weird. So
I got a lot of people asking me about that too. Like supposedly people have said they're going to crack down on who's being invited this time because of all of the people last time. I was like, yeah, I haven't heard anything about it.
Somebody has already reached out to me and was like, hey, can I be on your list? I was like, I don't even know if I have a list,
exactly.
But if I do, sure. But that's weird. I don't know what's going on yet. And I think it's supposed to start today, but obviously we haven't been told about it because I was told July 22nd. Don't know that, though. I haven't seen anything, haven't been told other than that.
What, July 22nd?
That they would start releasing the details for the Lister party.
Oh, yeah. All I know is the date of the actual event, which is, what, August 15th?
Is that it?
Yeah, but I don't know any of the other deets on all that.
Yeah, I don't have that either.
We got to catch up with you, too, because, I mean, and Nick doesn't even know that you have Charlotte's Web to talk about. You had your own pet spider. You had dead cockroaches and doobies. You had
nothing
lots going
else
on.
Happened. I mean, nothing else eventful. That
shows were good.
Shows were great. Shows were real great. That was it. Like it was a pretty uneventful. Drove back last night or yesterday. Nothing spectacular. Nothing crazy happened.
It'd be boring.
I know. It was just a good week of comedy on the road, and I'm glad that the shows that we were able to do the show with no issues. So
it sounded good too.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good week when nothing crazy happens.
No
How about
doubt.
You? You've had issues.
Oh, man. My whole weekend was full of issues. It's fine.
Well, we want to know.
It's nothing that anybody's going to be like, ooh, ah, or anything like that. It's just those kind of things.
Gotcha.
So, so we're just getting started. You know how it works around here. 713-780-3776, HRNP Lister Line. You can call that number. You can text that number. You can reach us on Twitter where it's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at Barry is funny, as we always love the suspects interacting throughout the show. So we're just getting it kicked off, and we've got plenty more to get to. Stay tuned. We're coming up with a whole lot more. It's right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Rolling through the show. Just getting it started. Kicking off in the first half. It's Barry, Nick, Joel. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Boy.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. How was it?
It was fine.
Boring?
Yeah. Which is, it's okay sometimes. I don't mind, you know, a boring trip.
Just going in, doing your job, getting it done, and going home.
Getting the pay, selling some shirts, making some fans, and getting back home. There's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
Nothing crazy. I mean, you know, we talked a little bit about last week about some of the funny things that happened, but the comics were cool, the people were cool, nobody tried to touch my beehole, none of that, so it was all good.
Now, happy birthday, by the way, speaking of beeholes, to Clarence.
Is it Clarence's birthday today?
He's still 34, I guarantee you.
Yeah, he already put that out there, and he put the date down, and I was like, I questioned 34. The 84. And then he put the most awkwardly worded tweet he could have, and I knew one of us was going to get him. I just happened to be the first. His coworkers got him a cake, and he put, I guess my coworkers really do like this big a-hole. And I went, God, Clarence, I hope they like the rest of you, too. He's like, dang it, Joel, I shouldn't have. And I go, he just left it right there. So happy birthday to Clarence.
Hey, guys, it's my birthday week. Nope, you don't get one of those. I bet Clarence is walking around with dollars pinned to his shirt today. I hate you, Clarence. Hate you for doing that.
So, yeah, there you have that. And obviously, plenty more to get to. Yeah, Nick, we had good stories last week. When Barry first got to Tulsa, there was plenty to talk about, and then it kind of tapered down a little bit by Friday afternoon, but
I listened probably at least 20-30 minutes each day.
Oh, I didn't talk any mess about you. I did not talk mess about you at all.
You didn't say that I was spending money on penis on the air. You didn't say that.
Oh.
You did not express those words on this show, right?
Let me think about it. Mm. I don't think I did.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
Listen, there was pretty good marijuana in Oklahoma because it's kind of legal.
And you're going to blame it on the marijuana. Okay.
I might have been sober. I maybe knew you were listening. Maybe I didn't. Whatever.
There were some woulda, coulda, shouldas involved probably. But hey, it's all for the benefit of the list.
That's right. But I'm glad... I'm glad that you had a good trip.
I did.
I'm glad that you're back safe.
A penis-free trip, just so you know.
Was it?
Yeah.
Boy, that makes two of us. Joel, did you have a penis-free weekend?
Yep.
I don't know. I feel like you hesitated.
Nope. No hesitation here.
Oh, that's good times.
I got dicked around pretty good on a lot of things.
Oh, but... no. What?
But you know,
we got 121. You already got dumped.
You know what? It was one of those weekends. I felt like someone was testing me all weekend. Like even places that I would go that you would think no one would bother me. Like I go to
like the toilet.
Like you go to PetSmart.
Oh,
there's never a problem going in and out just to get whatever you need.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 22 person line because I got to go in and get dog food.
Oh no.
Yeah. Then you get to the grocery store, and you got ladies that want to be argumentative about coupons.
Oh,
while the line is piling up again, and I'm going, just so Lisa texted me, and I go, people are testing me. And I'm just going, this is going to be one of those weekends. I can just feel it. It's just everything like that was just crazy. So I was like, all right, let's just get through the weekend, and everything will be fine, and we'll just start a new week fresh. The boys will be back. Everything will be good. So I'm looking forward.
Well, good.
Yeah.
That's good. So
I don't feel the need at all to tell any of you guys or the listeners how long I've been covering the NBA. How many people I know?
122, and we're going to start shooting no shots, huh?
No, I'm just making clear statements. You know, I feel very comfortable that I know all sports, and I love it. And I think that on a daily basis, we like to get turned up and lit and do what we got to do. That's all I'm saying.
We're going to do this.
No, I just figured I want to get that out of the way.
Are you worried at all?
Not at all. I just wish we got our own videos.
Well, you know, we're not going to be in that budget. Those are going to go to other people if those happen.
But the shirts.
Yeah.
Saw proof on the shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick, you didn't respond to that email, but.
Yeah, I saw it. I figured y'all handled it, you know.
I guess we did.
I mean, what did it just ask for, like, an approval of the exact same shirt, basically?
I mean, it was a gray with, you know, black and print, and he was like, hey, we need to do this. I was like, good, you do it in Photoshop. I'm done. I have done what I'm doing. Someone else can finish this.
It was right during Radio Row. There was no way I was going to respond to that.
Yeah. We should do like a light blue shirt.
I don't care about the color. I just felt like the three of us in the lineup were kind of faded out.
But that was also a terrible proof. It wasn't a high quality image.
Like I said, that's why I said I'll get you guys. I'll
I
take
showed
your word for
you it. On mine, and it, it looked fine. So I think it'll be all right. We're good. We'll hopefully those will be out soon.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Yeah. From a good news perspective, while you guys were out, the Astros took care of business and
they
swept
did.
The Rangers.
They did.
Twofold happiness there because you stick it to the Rangers, which you love, and they obviously should be sellers now instead of buyers because they're about done. And in the process, the Astros get back to, what, 6.5 up with the A's coming in as the closest team to them, starting a series at Minute Maid Park tonight. And look, I don't wish – I'm going to be a little different than management here. I don't wish any harm, and I never wish that anybody should lose their job.
What are you trying to say, Joel?
Well, there was some pretty – strong tweets going out over the weekend about.
I mean, it was public. Just
things
say
that had
yeah,
all
it.
The changes at 6:10, and people were feeling sorry for good guys, and AJ just wasn't having it.
What was the other change? I know about Rich Lord, and I know
Mike Melter.
Oh, Melter! Now was Melter in the morning?
Well, Melter was with Seth in the morning.
Okay,
and obviously Rich was with Sean
but
in the
wasn't
afternoon.
There a rumor that Melter was going to walk away anyways?
Well, he got his law degree, so I think that there he had some pretty strong interest in getting into a full blown law career. Now I don't know. Obviously, it wasn't
way
on,
more money.
Evidently, it wasn't on his terms.
Right, of course.
But at the same time, he's got something to fall back on.
That's good.
Yeah, and I mean,
my guy Shawnee moves to the morning.
Yep, with Seth.
Yep. And then there's a new team now.
Going it's up against us part of the time.
Sterner and...
Clint Sterner and...
Kamala?
Rick Kamala.
Kamala. I don't know. I just saw Kamala.
Well,
that's an old wrestler.
You pronounce names like Charlie doing golf.
That was an old wrestler, right? Kamala? From the Ugandan Giant? Wasn't that Kamala?
I think that's right.
Yeah, and he wore the grass skirt and had the skull face or whatever,
oh, yeah.
The white
mm-hmm.
paint. So that's who's doing radio now? Kamala?
Mm-hmm. Kamala.
Oh, Kamala. Okay. And apparently he's vast and
NBA
basketball knowledge.
Oh yeah,
17 years,
second to some. So
and you had 30, I believe.
Yeah,
oh, okay,
probably
you
more
know,
than
it's
that.
Whatever.
But I just don't feel like I got to throw it out there.
I mean, you know, don't need to say it.
No, he was with NBA TV.
Oh, he was.
Yeah,
cool. So that's who we're competing against now.
Yeah.
Should we just apologize now?
No, I just think we don't need. The thing is, yeah, we don't have to make statements
cats.
At all. We just keep doing what we're doing.
I don't want to take shots at them because I don't know them.
And yeah, you do. We
I
all do
want to take shots because that's what our fearless leader does, as he was doing on
all
Twitter
all weekend long.
But I don't know those cats. I'm not going to take shots.
You think
at them.
He does? He doesn't know them either. He doesn't care.
He asked me. He's like, "Who's this Cam guy?" I'm like, "Kamala." He didn't even like. He had no idea who Rick Kamala was. He had no idea.
And then he talked about like, I hope it's a bloodbath. Like he was like, I don't care. I hope everybody gets fired.
And that's why I said.
And then he was like, "You hear?" Somebody tagged me. They were like, "You hear that, Barry? AJ wants you to get fired." And he was like, "Barry doesn't compete with us, or that show doesn't compete with us." And I was like, "Is he trying to say ratings wise, or the fact that we're on the same team that we don't compete with him?" I had no idea. You never know with AJ.
I walked by his office first thing this morning. I said, "Hey, AJ, I know you're going to feel good about this." I saw a homeless person. I threw hot coffee on him, and then I walked into Starbucks, told everybody they were a-holes, and told anybody if they pissed me off that I was ready for war. And he's like, "What?" And I go, "Well, basically, the way you set the table was you don't care about who's nice guys and if they lose their job or not, and we just got to do good radio." So I'm like, "Look, screw the rest of the details. I'm just here to do good radio." So he's like, "Yeah, I like it." So there you go.
Yeah, that's funny.
So that's what we got going for us. What about you? We got Astros to talk about as we just got started on that. So they've got a big series with the A's coming up tonight. Texans, by the way, open up training camp this week.
Yeah.
That's crazy. People losing their mind
it's
over the pup
football
list.
Football time in Houston. All right, I won't do it.
Ever again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
So there's some people on the pup list that people like were losing their mind as a big story over.
It's not.
It's really no big deal.
It's not.
But the Texans are getting underway as well, so it's about to be good around here with lots to talk about, and we always like to include you. So 713-780-3776, HRP Listener Line. You can call or text or hit us on Twitter. Back with more. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go. Second half hour of the show. It's the Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5 got all caught up after the weekend, and now we're getting ready to roll. I opened it up with a little bit of news about the Astros. The big news was that what I was getting towards and leading into was that Tyler White was DFA'd finally. Because he's out of options. What was neat was I was texting with Blummer during a game the other night because I wanted to be clear on the rules of options. And he was great because he said, like, for instance, I still have three options. Mm-hmm. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, so, you know, you get three. You get, and once it's a year at a time, a season at a time. So once you're called up and sent down, you don't lose anymore. You can do as many times as you want. You can do up to 3 years. I go, so wait a minute. So once you were called up to the bigs, you were never sent back down. He goes, yeah. I said, well, I would have sent you down for being as mean as you were to Eschenfelter during the road trip. And he's like, oh, shots. And I go, yeah, you kind of squished him a few times on the foul balls and everything like that. And he was laughing. I was like, but that's pretty impressive that once he was called up, he was never sent down again. So people are clear. Every major league player gets three options. And once you've been over 3 years, once you've been called up and sent down, like Barry said, as many times in a year, that's an option. But after 3 years of that, you're out. And Tyler White and also Tony Kemp were out.
So, and there's certain rules, like if you're not up for a full, I want to say if you're not down for more than 30 days, or it's very complicated. But there are certain rules that if you're called up and you're sent back down and you're down there for 6 months, then they bring you back up again. That's your second option or something like that, depending on how long you're up. It's really complicated.
Yeah. So, you know, that's why I had never been able to get some clarity on it. So it was cool that Blummer was able to at least shed some light on it.
Yeah.
But regardless, it was a tough situation for Tyler White, obviously, and the fact that, you know, he has been with this team all year long. They have 7 days either to trade him or they have to put him on waivers and teams can claim him. And if he goes unclaimed, he can stay in the Astros farm system and just sign a contract, a minor league contract. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But like I said, the Astros are on quite a roll right now. Offensively, they seem to be clicking. Gurriel continues to just have a red-hot bat, as does Yordan Alvarez and others. And it looks like they're clicking again at the right time. And dare I say that this whole come-together moment for this team happened around this Jake Marisnyk thing. And they seemed to get pretty fired up in Anaheim with the way he was treated, and then Pujols got it going. And all of a sudden, right from that moment on, it was like, you know what? You guys can sing Kumbaya all you want, MFers. We're ready to go. And they stuck up for him on Twitter. They stuck up for him on the field. And guess what? They stuck up a whole bunch of W's in a row after that moment. So I'm impressed what this team is doing.
Yeah, five in a row now. Yep. 7 of the last 9.
Yep.
So that is good. It's always good when I don't want to repeat it, but if you take care of business at home, mm-hmm. you're going to be successful. And so they got the Rangers at home, they swept them at home, and they're a bad team, and that should be it for the Rangers, like you mentioned earlier. Yeah. That probably puts them away. But now you've got the A's coming in, and I think you're right about them kind of rallying around Marisnyk. The dugout got fired up. But I think, too, you've been kind of expecting some of these guys to live up to what they are. Gurriel hadn't been hitting up to par, so to speak. So he is coming around. Brantley's always going to be Brantley, but you know, you're getting contributions, and heck, the wild card has been Yordan Alvarez. Mm-hmm. And I tweeted out kind of half facetiously what he was on pace for at 162 games. It's stupid, the number. Like he's on pace for 192 RBIs. Now, I'm not on pace guy, and you guys know that I was very hesitant when he came up.
Yep.
And I was like, hey, let's just let him develop into a star. And that's exactly what he's doing.
Here's the thing. When he got called up, there was no one, and if you did, you're lying, that had any expectation that this guy could be in the mix for Rookie of the Year.
No one really knew who he was. The big talk about the Astros was about Kyle Tucker, Forrest Whitley, Bukauskas. You never heard anyone calling him like, when are they going to call up Alvarez?
Especially at the start
of
the year.
No one ever said that. And if they tell you that, they're lying.
Right. And then after the start of the year, when people started hearing these minor league reports and that he was really going on a tear down there, then they were like, hey, wait a minute. Who's this guy? Then it was, oh, I know his name. Now, why isn't he being called up? Yeah. But like I said, realistically, when he was finally called up, I don't think, like I said, you're all liars if you said, oh, once he was called up, he was going to be there to stay and he was going to be in the. Now you look at his numbers. This dude has a legit shot at Rookie of the Year. Mm-hmm. He has made up all kinds of ground in no time at all. And he's given the Astros something that they didn't expect to have, which is an anchor in the middle of that lineup with pop. And as we talked about from the get-go, and I was adamant about, look, he's got a really good eye at the plate, too. But it's not just the exit velocity on the home runs. He's barreling up a lot of baseballs. And he has given them a luxury that they didn't expect to have, which I think in part led to their ability to let Tyler White go, simply because they're like, you know what? All right, short term, they kind of were like thinking, like, we were trying to get people kind of tempered their expectations of, hey, this guy's, look at what Bregman happened at the start when he first got called up. Look what happened with a lot of these guys. So don't expect this to go on for an extended period of time. And lo and behold, it has. And it's given them quite a luxury to be able to do some things offensively and make changes and not feel bad about it.
Well, what it also signals to me is that Correa is probably real close. Because you're like, all right, at this point, we can fade Miles Straw at shortstop for a few more games. And so Bregman can go back to third. Gurriel can go back to first. And then you've got your DH and Alvarez. Your outfield has obviously been set and healthy as well now. So it kind of signals that everything is coming together. And we all kind of knew that this was going to happen once mm-hmm. everybody got healthy. So I think the good news, and I feel bad for Tyler White, but I think the good news if you're an Astros fan is that this move signals the beginning of them getting back together healthy.
And the thing is, it's a big part of it. It hasn't been like the Yankees to persevere through the amount of injuries for the length of time the Yankees had to. But the fact they've been able to do what they've been able to do, you mentioned it, this ungodly stat too at home. Did you see that against the AL West? I think they're 18-1 now.
That's crazy.
At home for the year against their own division, which is just unheard of.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
And you're getting healthy now. Now, that I hate to be the fly in the ointment, so to speak, or the poop on the windshield, but then the one thing I will throw out to you is Peacock still isn't healthy. He got to play catch yesterday, but they, you know, AJ said realistically, I don't expect him until maybe middle of next month. You know, obviously McHugh has settled back in, but we already know that the pitching thing has been an issue, and they've been after a starter. They might have to consider a relief pitcher now. Josh James yesterday was clocking out at 91-92 late in the inning that he was in. They came out to see if everything was all right. He said he was good. His velocity was way down. He gives up a home run after that, so they pull him out. And now they're a little worried about checking him out to see what's going on there. And so with the trade deadline fast approaching and everybody focused on starting pitching, we kind of mentioned it last week that, hey, while they're at it, they could at least kick the tires on one more relief pitcher. It might be a good idea because as healthy as they're getting offensively, they know, everybody can see, it's such a fine line between the Yankees and the Astros this year, and any little thing could be a big detail when it comes to those two teams head-to-head. So they need to prepare for it now because, like we have been stressing to you guys, there's only one deadline, and it's coming up, and if they can, you know, find a way to also add a relief pitcher, it might be beneficial.
How about the fact that back-to-back they get two good outings from two young pitchers? When they really needed it.
Yep.
And Urquidy and Armenteros both have good outings. And you're getting contributions from young guys at an important time. Well, real quick, I didn't get to mention it, but I wanted to go back real quick for Alvarez because we were talking about his stats. Mm-hmm. The only concern I have about Yordan Alvarez, and don't worry.
People are going to get all over you now.
I know, but if you look, he gets a hit as much as he strikes out, or he strikes out as many times as he gets a hit. Keep an eye on that. That's a little concerning. I think he's got 35, 36 hits, 34 strikeouts or something like that. That's the only thing. In fact, here he's got 38 hits in 29 games played, and he's got 36 strikeouts.
So that's his eye at the plate has softened a little from where it was when he started.
Little concerning. Now, I mean, he still gets on base at a 40% clip. He's hitting .333, slugging .675, OPS over .1. So all the numbers there are great, but he's a very they talk about the three true outcomes. He's a very true outcome kind of guy.
They put a side-by-side with Joey Gallo. I was like, please don't do that to the man.
Joey Gallo's a very three true outcomes guy.
Yep.
Walks, hits, walks, home runs, and strikeouts.
Yep.
And that's, you know, Yordan now is a little more than that. He's not, I thought about Gallo, but he's more than that because he'll hit doubles and he drives in runs and he's a lot more than that, but that was a little concerning when I noticed that when I was looking at his, projected 162 game stuff. But overall, not a big deal.
No, and the thing is as good as the two young pitchers were this weekend, and obviously it gave them a big boost, you know, again, when you get into the playoffs and you're playing really good teams, you can't be relying on two starters like that. Those arms are getting, they're going to get you by now, but that's why you got to address now what you're going to do in the future, because it's so vitally important to have guys that are experienced major league pitchers that have, if at all possible, had playoff experience under the belt, because these playoffs are going to be tighter than you think. And you saw what happened, you know, Oakland playing Minnesota this weekend, and a couple times the Twins thought they had the A's, and the A's came back from behind. Yesterday was a perfect example. Chapman hits a home run late, and next thing you know, the A's got a game that obviously would have helped the Astros, but instead Minnesota's got a gap that's closing rapidly. You think the Astros were in a situation, you know, after four games in, after the All-Star break, only 4.5 up. Now we're dipping to the standpoint where the Indians are within 3 games of the Twins, and that's going to be something to watch as well going down the stretch.
You're talking about yesterday?
Yeah, A's? Yesterday the A's came from behind.
They lost, though.
Oh, they ended up losing.
They ended up losing.
So Minnesota 7-6. Then must have tied it, because in the eighth they came from behind and took a 6-5 lead.
Yeah, Minnesota got 2 in the bottom of the ninth.
There you have it.
Yeah. All right. So that was good. That's a little bit of
help. So that helps. Yeah. So, again, divisional races are tightening up, but we keep saying, you know, it wasn't getting out ahead of it anymore like it once was when we had the conversation.
Right.
Now it's just, let's get something done. There's still time because none of the big names have fallen off the board and been traded for the most part, but time is of the essence, and while you're at it, Jeff Luhnow, you may want to look at a relief pitcher or two.
Yeah, that's probably on the list now.
Yeah.
Hey, what should be on your list is Get Upside. That should be on your list of apps to put on your phone, and I'm going to tell you why. Because it gets you cash back for stuff you're already paying for, like gas and food. And if I filled up the wife's car this weekend when I got home. I filled up my car, used my Get Upside, getting cash back in my account when I do that. Jake Asman uses Get Upside, got $7 back on his first fill up. Had the listener Z send me a screenshot. He got $8 back on his first fill up. Aaron Raybould, I was telling you last week, him and his wife fight over who's going to get to go fill up the cars and use their app so they get the money in their account. And I don't want you guys missing out on this money. It's absolutely free. It's a fact that it's your money, really, because you're spending it. And these companies want you to do it with them, so they offer you the chance to get cash back. But you can only get it through the Get Upside app. So put it on your phone and make sure when you do, you put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That'll get you an extra bump on your first fill up through the app. You can also do food items and go out to eat with it and get cash back as well. There's over 100 restaurants around the city of Houston where you can get up to 35% cash back. Guys, it's real money. It's your money. So don't leave it at the pump and don't leave it at the table. Download Get Upside. Put it on your phone. Start putting in put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.